A Voice for Tennessee Farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We head back to Washington on Tuesday, April 10th, and right on the front of the plate is the Farm Bill.
Representative Scott Desjarlais is Tennessee's congressional member from the 4th District of the state, and he was hoping by this time of year that Congress would be ready to pass a new Farm Bill to help guide the nation's farm policy over the next 5 years. But unfortunately, differences between Republicans and Democrats are still in play.
But it seems to have reached a bit of a snag with the Democrats on the work requirements on the food stamp. It's interesting because about 80% of Americans agree that able-bodied people between 18 and 60 should work if they're able, but yet the Democrats are really balking, and so it's holding up the process, but we're looking at moving things forward. The farm side of the bill looks like it's in pretty good shape. It's going to be budget neutral, so we shouldn't have cuts. We just have to fix some areas of concern in dairy, and we've already made some strides in cotton and dairy.
Congressman Desjarlais is a member of the House Agriculture Committee, and there still remains hope that the Farm Bill will go through this year without having to add an extension when the current bill expires at the end of September. He's also hopeful farmers are not a casualty of the tariff talks between the U.S. and China.
Trade is very important, and it's something that we know there's been an imbalance. When Trump ran for office, he said that this was an issue he was going to address. He was going to get us better deals through NAFTA, trade with Mexico and Canada, very important to our farmers, and then international trade. And we know there's been an imbalance with China. So in a way, be careful what you ask for, because this is what we elected him to do, and he's doing it. But there is uncertainty right now, and I think that's the way he negotiates. He puts things out there, and then he sees where we can get a better deal. So I'm hopeful that he will, but he has been reassuring that he's going to look after the farmers. I know I'm going to.
4th District Congressman Scott Desjarlais, representing one of the most rural districts in all of Congress. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.